This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Looking forward to this conversation. Yet another organization we've not yet had on the show.
I had never even heard of this one until a friend suggested it for the show. So this is a new one.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun conversation, doing some amazing work. That's my favorite part about this show, is exposing this community to some of these amazing things going on that most people just don't know about, and that's unfortunate.
Great opportunities.
Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Natalie Barrow. She's the Director of Arts Education and Community Outreach with ArtsBridge Foundation. Natalie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy. So before we get into our conversation, Natalie, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us that 10,000-foot view of ArtsBridge Foundation. What are you doing? How are you serving?
Sure. Well, I have a musical theater background. I was a performer prior to joining ArtsBridge. So I performed around Metro Atlanta with Atlanta Lyric Theater and a number of other venues in the Metro Atlanta area, which was great. Prior to working at ArtsBridge, I worked at Woodruff Arts Center, working with teaching artists and young audiences there, which was a great experience. And then I joined ArtsBridge 2 years ago. ArtsBridge is the 501c3 nonprofit organization of Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. And we are focused on all arts education for grades K through 12, which is just right up my alley. And I love working there and seeing the kids come and see performances.
So for our listeners who aren't familiar with ArtsBridge, what does the organization do?
So we provide arts education experiences for students. We have four main types of programs that we offer. Field trips, where students can come to the center during the day to see a high-quality performance. We have the Georgia High School Musical Theater Awards, which are named after Marietta native and Tony Award-winning actor Shuler Hensley. We have master classes and educational experiences that students can participate in for training. And then we also have a family performance series. So we're very much geared towards educating not only school-age children, but the community as a whole in regards to the arts and exposing students to that high-quality performance.
Carol, as you know, we talk a lot about the arts on this show and try to expose this community to everything from the Lyric Theater to Broadway to all the stuff going on. Arts education, to me, is so vitally important and I think desperately needed, not only here in this community, but frankly, all over the place. So what else can we do to continue to expose, frankly, everyone, but especially children, and get them exposed to arts? And I mean, I'd love to hear about this family performance series, because I think anything we can do to encourage this kind of activity as a family is really critical too.
Absolutely. So the family performance series was actually just created a year ago. So this year will be our second season that we've had. And it's geared towards engaging the entire family with shows that actually they already know and love. Our family performance series engages children through live performances of television shows that they actually already watch at home in their family room. So you may have heard of some of the shows Wildcrats, Octonauts, and Odd Squad. Those are all popular television shows. So adding this family series gets those children out of their family room, watching it on TV, to seeing it in a live performance venue, which I think is really critical and a great way to expose them immediately into the arts with something they already know they're going to enjoy.
And I think one of the things that they'll really truly value, because I know that I did, is it's one thing to watch something alone watching television, but when you see it with an audience and you share the emotions and you laugh together, well, it changes the entire emotional experience behind art, right?
And you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
It's a live performance. So every performance is different, which is what makes the exciting, you know, energy of live theater.
Mm-hmm.
So what age groups or grades typically come to ArtsBridge programs?
We have programs geared towards K through 12, but each program is specific. So, for example, the Atlanta Ballet does a performance of Snow White, which is geared towards K through 6th grades. That's just because of curriculum ties that are more appropriate for that age level. But then the opera, the Atlanta Opera, will do shows for middle and high school students because it's just a bit more mature content.
Mm-hmm.
Geared towards that age range. So each show is really tailored to the right audience for what we have.
We were talking pre-show and we had mentioned that we had just taped a gentleman from the Broadway Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And you seemed to indicate that you had a lot of coordination with them and had some of their actors who'd come and talk to the children and all that kind of thing. Is that a common thing? That sounds really cool. I mean, what a great way to kind of cross-pollinate the artistic community here.
It is one of the coolest programs that we offer. So our masterclass series, we work with the national touring shows that play at the Fox Theater and have cast members come out to Cobb Energy Center and teach a two-hour masterclass from the show that they're currently performing in. They also do a talk back so students can really hear from a professional working in the business about their life, how they got where they are, and choices that they've made along the way to help them be successful in the business.
And that kind of exposure to an actor at that age can be the difference between them deciding, I want to do this when I'm mature. I mean, that's very exciting.
Absolutely.
All right. Natalie Barrel, return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Natalie Barrow with the ArtsBridge Foundation.
So Natalie, who should bring kids to ArtsBridge programs?
Actually, anyone can bring kids to ArtsBridge programs. So we work with schools all the time. We work with public and private schools, but we also have a large homeschool base where parents bring their students that are homeschooling or cyberschooling. That's a big audience that we're now serving. But anyone can actually come and bring a child to any of our programs. So we certainly want to serve as many people as we possibly can. And field trips would be, I guess, the most restricted as far as the time frame. But family programming happens on nights and weekends. So certainly anyone can buy a ticket for that. And masterclasses are open to anyone who wants to sign up.
That's very cool. The field trips that you just mentioned, I mean, talk about how that works.
So on any given day when we have a field trip, we have about 50 buses who come and drop off 2,500 students that day, depending on the audience size that we have. And they come in to the theater. Their eyes are just as big as they could possibly be as they enter the Performing Arts Center, some for the very first time and some who have been there before certainly let us know that they have attended a performance at Cobb Energy Center before. But they come in, it's first come, first served as far as seating goes. They watch an hour-long performance, and then we get them out of there as quickly as we possibly can so that they can get back on the bus and back to school. But it's a very organized process. The students have a lot of excitement during the program. We try to book shows that have, you know, some audience participation so that they're clapping and responding and really enjoying that entire experience. We also do educator guides for each of our field trips. So prior to the performance, the teachers or the parents will get a 20-page document that has theater etiquette, theater vocabulary, so that they can review that with the students and they can take that into the program prior to coming and then follow up with some post-show activities after the field trip. So it's a pretty comprehensive experience that we've tried to build around these programs.
Very cool.
So I know you've got the curriculum guide and the educator guide, but you know, how do teachers use this to kind of tie it into classroom work? Do you have some examples?
It depends on the show. Mm-hmm. So this season, we have some shows coming up that are very much tied to the curriculum, like Rock the Presidents. So Rock the Presidents is a Schoolhouse Rock just focusing on our presidents.
I was so dominated that one.
Yeah, so that's a great way to tie in and help the students remember all of our presidents, right? And it does not cover this election year. So it's previous elections.
Thank goodness.
But that's a great program, you know, that really engages them in what they're studying in school. We also have Dr. Kaboom. He's basically the 2016, 2017 almost, Bill Nye the Science Guy. He blows a few more things up than Bill Nye did, but hence the name Kaboom. But he's obviously tying into that science aspect. So some of our shows are directly tied in that way, and mm-hmm. others, you know, have ties through tap dancing and the science of sound and elements like that. So we try to have a diverse array of programming and not only art form, but also academic areas as well.
I want to touch on something that you said, because I remember when I would do a field trip like that as a child, and being probably a male child, I was oftentimes more enthralled with the venue that I was in. So I can appreciate the fact that some people walk in there and they're just blown away by the Cobb Energy Center. Talk about that center itself, because that's a big part of this thing, because that is just a most amazing facility.
It is. It was built in 2007, and it's got tons of bells and whistles. Not only does it have all those bells and whistles and grand chandeliers and just a beautiful lobby, but the furthest seat from the stage is 160 feet. So it really does provide that intimate experience for the kid who's sitting all the way in the third balcony watching that show. So we're lucky to have such an intimate venue that can house many students at one time, but still provide that great experience for them.
That's phenomenal. Because I think you said you seat like 20,000?
We seat 2,750.
2,750. Okay. So every seat's a good seat. 160 feet away is not very far.
Not bad.
Very far at all.
Okay.
For a venue of that size.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to go 20,000, Carol, we can go to Phillips.
Yeah, 20,000. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I don't think the place was that big. So 2,700. Okay. So what special events do you have coming up?
We kick off our field trip season in October. So our first show is Dance Theater of Harlem, which is the first time that they have been in Atlanta in over a decade.
Wow.
Very exciting. Our second show is in November 15th, and it's called Artrageous, which will be the first time we've ever presented a live visual art performance on our stage. And this is really cool. It's live visual art speed painting set to music and choreography like Stevie Wonder and Elvis. It's just definitely going to have these kids up dancing the entire time. And then to close out 2016, we have a show called Red and Green in December, which is a holiday show with a tap dance troupe and a band, beatboxers, singers. It is going to be phenomenal. So we're really excited about our upcoming field trips. And then we have more coming in 2017, which are already up and selling.
And you said this is for K through 47-year-old children, right?
That's right. Anyone can come.
Really, anyone can come. That's very, very cool.
That's neat. So anyone could log on and buy tickets?
Absolutely.
That's excellent.
Very, very cool.
What a great opportunity to experience theater and art and music and... you know,
and learn something, too, and supplement your educational experience, which is desperately needed, in my opinion. So that's very cool. Well, just an amazing program there, and the work that you're doing in the community is so vitally important. Is there a way for people, if they want to support what you're doing, is there a way for them to do that?
Absolutely. We accept donations from corporations, individuals, anyone who is willing to provide donations to us. Donations actually go to support our financial aid program. So we are an organization that believes that every student deserves access to the arts regardless of their ability to pay. So we have Title I tickets for schools, and we also have financial aid that will provide further if a school or student is in need, including admission, financial aid, as well as transportation. So we'll help get students to the center if they're unable to afford a bus to get there for one of our field trip programs. So donations certainly go to help that and keep tickets low and keep the buses rolling. So we welcome any donations.
Well, I have to commend you on that commitment to being sure that all of us can be exposed to the arts, because we all know how vitally important that is to our long-term enjoyment of life in this community, for sure. So appreciate all that work. Once again, before we let you go, should anyone have any questions or want to get information on any and all of these programs, where can they go?
They can visit us at artsbridgega.org. And all of our information is on our website, including our field trips, masterclasses, the Georgia High School Musical Theater Awards, and of course, ways to donate.
Outstanding. Natalie Barrow, the Director of Arts Education and Community Outreach for ArtsBridge Foundation. Natalie, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
All right. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Natalie Barrow, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.